This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Knowles, coming to you 5,280 feet out of Colorado. And I'm really excited to introduce today, who's even at a high station, I believe. But before I do that, people, that next year's mile high is 2017 MH5. I might call high 5280. Is going to be August 6th to 20th, and you can register at www.milehighcairo.org. Also, the Mile High Podcast, you're listening to this on iTunes, all available on Stitcher, Facebook, YouTube, and it's been approximately 35 years. So please, feedback about that on or any of those platforms, and fear the podcast with a growing library of incredible episodes. And we're really glad to hear the feedback. Everywhere I go, people tell me that they enjoy the podcast. So without further ado, one of my good friends, Dr. Dinker, has given his time to join today. I really enjoyed being at his program out in California a little while back. And what elevation are you coming to us from, Dinker?
Actually, right at, we're 7,202 feet.
Wow. So you're here a mile and a half.
There you go.
Basically. Yeah.
That's the Colorado law to explain. We're talking about
Yes, this is true. This is true. Exactly. And what's the name again?
It's called the Lunch.
Oh, that's great. You're telling a story about that, so we'll get to that at some point. So let's let people get to know you a little better. When you were speaking at Sherman, recently at Lyceum, which was phenomenal, and how did you find chiropractic?
It's one of those stories that only come through God. You know, I was a troubled kid, grew up in a world, and at 15, I was ground at a lumber yard where I was $1.20 an hour. And after 9 hours in a C room, my grandfather, my uncle grandfather, who came here from Sicily, barely spoke, but they needed him to sign a waiver to do surgery. Uh-huh. I'd lost my legs, both legs, bladder control and bowel control, pretty much dead from about the belt down. And after an evaluation, they had an interpreter explain to my grandpa about signing the waiver. And between the surgeon and my grandpa, basically, I remember saying in Italian, and what it sounded was this: well, if I ever and the boy dies, the surgeon dies. And that was it. And surgeon, you know, left, dropped the clipboard. And I remember looking at my grandfather, this real Italian man, and he looked and started to holler, and she shushed him. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be terrible, in a pile of muck on a stainless table. Long story, she shushed him. She went and got a car, William Anderson, her chiropractor. And she said, we're going to put that boy, you bring him to my chiropractor. If the chiropractor can't help him, you come back, find the papers, and you let him have the surgery. And I thought it was, I don't know, going to hit her, screw what. And he just said, okay, orderly and sheets, carried me to his skin. And 20 minutes later, office of William Anderson, patients, my grandfather and him, Ken, stood me up and took x-rays. It took 2 hours to process them, because I'm them apparently. And about 2.5 hours later, the chiropractor came out 6'6", my grandfather 5'7". One speaks English, mostly Italian, speaks Swedish. Very English.
Right.
And he basically looked at my father and he looked at me and he said, a pinched nerve. I'm going to try to unpinch.
Okay.
My grandpa says, is it okay? He says, it's up to body. And as I lay there in a puck with urine on me here and 15 years old, almost 11 hours contemplating my demise, he put me on my side. He made a very specific adjustment, shocked me. I jumped up to, and it was the first time in 11 hours. And that was it, committed my life to doing what Dr. Anderson did. And that was it. That was 41 years this August 13th. So I thank God every day that I had that injury, lost the use of my legs, that I had to have surgery or walk. Surgery didn't have one specific scientific cardiac adjustment. I walked. I've been checked once a week now for the last 21 years.
Wow. That's amazing. I had not heard all of that. You know, chiropractic is such a gift and such a miracle. And one of the things I frequently is that if you living your best is sacrificing the gift. You know, we have a gift for chiropractic through that we have to give to the world and to us to give our best so more people have experiences like that. Absolutely amazing. So then, chiropractic school, where'd you go to chiropractic school and then where did you practice?
Yeah, I went to a chiropractic school in the late 70s, early 80s. I went to Davenport, Iowa, and I graduated from Palmer, 85, which was June 15, 85. I had my 70 Volkswagen with a trailer behind it, straight to California. I visited offices in Southern California to Central California for almost 4 weeks. I visited 100 offices. The 101st office, I was about to say, this is ridiculous. I knew I needed some change. And I ended up in Modesto, California, which is really, really funny because the guy I wanted to train with had no use for me, no use for his service, and didn't want to do anything. So for Wayne Pack, I literally showed up at his door every morning, 7:30, with dark slacks, white shirt, and a tie. And after 2 weeks, he said, "You're not going away." I said, "I'm not going to pay you." I said, "I didn't come for money. I came for experience." And I went to work for Doc 2 years to the day I went to work for him. 70% of the practice was mine, ready to retire, so I purchased the practice and was in Modesto, California from July, August of 1985 to July of 2015. That's when I sold my practice and retired and shot in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And somewhat similar to you, I went on a crazy mission, some retirement I ever did, but I'm on a mission to save chiropractic. And just like on Mile High, which, you know, for August 17th through 20th, and be there and feel that energy. But people have no idea how put into doing something for them. 6 or 7 people that complained that they were a little cold, right? So when
you've had that person there too.
Yeah, exactly. So I love chiropractic, but unfortunately, biased of what chiropractic speaks has led me to speaking Sherman and only Life West right now. I don't want to get into politics because I'm not a Christian, but chiropractic that I think Mile High sense and that New Beginnings represents is unadulterated chiropractic. And because two schools to outlet, I either speak at West, where we have a club, and I speak at Sherman, and anytime any student ever wants to any of our New Beginnings seminars, we've never given a penny because we want more people philosophically attached to the. And you and I both know, and I can't wait to get down to Florida down there with them for a little while. So I'm going to have 4 seminars a year down there, just feathers I can ruffle up.
Well, you know, you said disrupt things. You know, Bede Palmer said it's the inhibited that start and the uninhibited that make history. You know, we need some more history in chiropractic. And now, how years in chiropractic, how stay focused and passionate about chiropractic? I mean, going to retirement, some people think I don't have the sense that you're slowing down.
Well, Dr. Noel, I'll tell you, just like when I told you chiropractic story, I didn't know, but just sharing it with you, reminding me how blessed I am as a man and how God's gifted me. And I don't believe I should keep that gift. I don't have a lot of talents. I love my wife. I love my children, grandchildren. I love chiropractic. I don't do anything else. I hunt a while, but I feel I was placed here to do the best I can to help find an alternative to unhealthy lifestyle. Chiropractic has been it for me. Every time I get lazy, I just go forget it. I'm tired of the battle. I think of Dr. Anderson, how interesting it was that in my year of chiropractic college, I was overwhelmed by classes and the fact that I was working hours a week and I was playing rugby. And there was something I wanted to quit. And when I really thought about quitting, a policeman or a fireman or some other servant, when I was the most serious about quitting, that week, Dr. Anderson died, and that could have sent me a more message.
Wow.
And so to me, I got to take a moment, and I get it. I don't get a lot of chiropractic, and I get it. Everybody doesn't understand or care saying, but you and I, less than the one, and our groups are probably the half of 1%. I can sit down with anybody and show you we're the ones that will survive, because, you know, it's the idea if you're distinct, you become distinct.
Right.
And for us to want to be medical doctors, go to school and medical doctor.
Yeah.
Don't, in my opinion, don't be chiro medical because you get chiropractic. Because if you get around philosophically sound people at Mile High, if you get around technique specific like Sherman, like my our group, where we're actually right in the beginning just putting together a book with acquiring 1,000 pre-corrective care films. Anytime I ever hear any overutilization, I just want every chiropractor that book and go, here's a thin post, And if you need a big, I know I'm wearing flannel today, but if you need that dresses up really well, I'd love to go to court with you. I could show somebody a three in post with corrections.
Yeah.
Guess what? Show me your insurance guy said no, 12 visits, that's it. No visits, that's it. I got to tell you, and we're working hard to get that book the next 9 months.
You know, it's amazing. I remember you sharing, I was out in California. I was so excited. A couple of reasons. One, I remember a long time ago when I was, and I haven't seen this actual book a time, but I remember as a student, the famous Toughness pre and post x-ray correction, which was legendary. You can still copy, it's an amazing thing. Seeing those images of before x-rays was amazing. I went years till I had an x-ray, and I was enthused about seeing people's life. But when you see, and I get enthusiastic about that, and I know too, when I started taking pre and post, wow. I mean, the one, you never cease to, for how bad people's spines are and they're when they come in, you know, and changes. It's so like you argue with black and white on a film. You see that and it's amazing. The whole overutilization thing is so frequent that I see since x-rays, you know, will check a certain time frame, but their second or third retake, like, 2 years or three, will be getting better. So right. That maximum improvement thing is out the window. And I tell patients, like, you know, if I had stopped seeing you at 12, you wouldn't have seen what we see at 24. You know, it's.
And you know, one of the things that I see that really, I was impressed with you, Dr. Knowles, and your wife. You're not only in practice, but you're fighting. I got to tell you, I put my down and I figured I was going to, by myself, of course. You know, by my seventh practice, I'd open up 10 saddles.
Wow.
You know, we were in the, you know, again, numbers really don't mean anything unless they're looking in your eyes and seeing your heart. But when you've got satellites in a main clinic and serving, and you can look at it, but, you know, 6,000-9,000 visits, you know, and expecting $60, $80, $90 a week. People, I know that because they can't imagine it. Just like, what would have happened if Nurse didn't tell my grandpa, Dr. Anderson?
Right. Right.
You know, I can tell you what I thought. Already planning my demise because I already grew up in a tough environment and I certainly didn't want to live my in a diaper. I didn't know 15. All I knew is survival. I got to tell you, and I know it's a big deal to you. I just listened to what you've done. I listened to, you know, that I'm so proud because the big mistake, a lot of mistakes in my life, the big mistake, I put my head down for 30 years, formed New Beginnings 18 years. We have offices across the United States and not just in making a difference, but the difference for chiropractors is chiropractors make significance. You know, you sat in the room that day, I was looking it up because I'm statistically correct, but in that day, there was 30 buses that collect over 100,000 a month.
Amazing.
Doing chiropractic.
Right.
There was 6 buses that collect over 106,000, and there was 4 or 5, 200,000. Not pillows, not selling anything, demonstrating value and saying, Mrs. Smith, what you need, Mrs. Smith says yes. You know, none of us in my group, well, I won't say that for sure. I've never been smart enough to bill insurance. I've always
right.
been
right. You know, it was amazing. And here's the thing, that brings the fourth leg of that stool, because talk about the chiropractic philosophy and art, and I know you said and call it, and the leg to that stool that's snored, and at this point, it's so vital to attention to, because you've been graduating with exorbitant, okay, more than time in the history of profession, and they need the ground running, and they're
right.
successful. So talk about that concept and that.
Well, I believe without a doubt of a doubt, you have to be clear down. I believe you have to be the best. But at the same exact time, science, philosophy, and are so readily available and taught well, at least at Sherman and West. You know, I don't want to discredit others. I just haven't heard good things. When I go to Sherman, I see faculty and years of graduates like yourself who are philosophically indoctrinated. Gosh, I talked about a heat pack once and I get beat up. And I believe the student body at Life West that I've been to for, you know, my son graduated from Life West. I've got a brother who graduated from. When I look at these, they're teaching science, philosophy really well. And there's so many great people, and there's books everywhere. But what, and I have a bias, but what I feel isn't about his business.
Right.
My son learned business from who failed in practice and became a teacher because he could get income. Great guy, don't get me wrong. But he shouldn't be teaching business. He should be teaching business. He could do a lot of things, but he shouldn't be business. I think if you're business, you should learn from somebody who's to the level that you go, we can learn something.
Right.
Really, what we're talking about, I to discussions outside of our seminar to people out. If a guy's been in the streets for 20 years, he's worked 6-7 weeks, he hasn't taken a vacation, I feel for him. And if he would just open their mind, we could teach him. Business is simple. But a typical chair has 4 legs. Over 95% of the chiropractors on a chair with 3 legs, fourth leg, they're always grabbing. They're trying to sell something. They're trying to be entrepreneurs. They're trying to be realistic. And here's what you do. The business of chiropractic. And I can tell you, we let everybody come to our seminars first time free, because I know people are free. But Dr. Knowles, think about it. And I'm not saying I'm anybody. I'm just saying I have one talent. If a person barely, he or she's a doctor, and they live in a barely get by neighborhood, and they drive a get by car, are their neighbors going, yes, that's the doctor I want?
Right.
And I know it's super, it's not. People want a doctor that dresses better, acts better, is smarter, drives a better house. And chiropractic, we have to stop just being different, make a real difference. We have the backing to do it.
Right.
You know, in your group, I'm sure, but we do money. When I talk about how much money, people go, whoa. You know, we brought a lot of money to the Wounded Warrior Project, Line Foundation, and to military people who have limbs and families who have spouses. And to me, that's dear to my heart. It's not we can raise. It's about how many we can help. Same thing here. We have to learn this. And part of the problem is, if you allow me to a little bit, part of the problem, the way I said, you had a chiropractic experience. I had a chiropractic experience. To school, and I played rugby. I had a business, and I didn't have any debt. When I got out, I was just trying to save. I wasn't even thinking about making. Now, like, and these young people are, well, anybody, they're coming out 180. We have 3 associated from New Beginnings. 300,000 in debt. Not one of those 3 has the ability to succeed in our business, because it isn't
right.
You get it. You know, most of us school what to help people. Here's the patient comes to you or I and says, my neck, we do our workup, we do a great, neck stops hurting in a couple days, months. Where do they go? Stop. As a rule, practitioners say, no, my patients come forever. Tell you something, if you're seeing 50, you know, do math, if you're seeing 15 new patients a month times 12, 180 a year times 5 years, do you really have 3 people on maintenance care in your practice? Really? You know, I look at number guys, so watch what happens. We do a great job as a way, so is the patient. What if we do a green doesn't go away? Patient away.
Right.
So cons is philosophical that we can make beautiful for me, especially since we've been persuading a lot of every chiropractor I ever meet to get direct, is whether you're gone, and I don't want to go through all the list, but I know for sure, whether you're doing CB, whether you're doing Gonstead, whether you're doing, guess what? I can show you, and we can go all the way through. There's many upper cervical. I don't want to name them all because I don't know them all, but I know about our group. We have technique, except for, so we have just when care of people, specifically and long enough, yes, whether you make an osseous or whether you make a energy, post x-rays, well, mechanical changes on x-ray. Guess what? You often don't see them for 8 to 12 months with any. So guess what?
Right.
Patient comes out of school thinking, can't fix somebody, and I don't know that's anybody, in 12, 26, or 48 visits. I got to tell you, I never see x-ray change at 48 visits. Business and the philosophy have to come, and we have to consider the fact that chase comes, for example, to you, and you go, gosh, John, you 100% of your disc in your lower neck and your disc in your low back gone. That's back. If we could slow down generation, John, and we retain it, there's a good chance we can minimize suffering. Hey, I'm your guy. What's it take? Say 2 years and 20 grand, pay you. And if you say 2, 3, 4 for me and my family to get checked, whatever you think's appropriate, I told you once a week, you know, man. But you never mentioned feel better. And I got to tell you, I'm 50 old. I heard every day of the week, and I've been to care for 41 years. If model was about pain, I wish and done something else.
You know, and here's the thing. When we're successful in business, because chiropractors, they get, you know, I know you guys, they get a little bit squirmish, business and money at times, you know, success oriented and they're thrival and they can't switch to thrival. Now, you see that when chiropractors are not successful in business, the person that loses is not only the family, but the patients. Patients lose out because it pains my heart. And I know it does yours. Find another chiropractor graduated, had debt, and is ending at like a ski resort in Colorado, you know, and you've got the greatest healing art.
I'm going to try to change direction. Give me just a moment. I apologize.
No worries. No worries. It's all good.
Oh, you know, so I don't think I finished. I'm so excited. Sometimes I quit. So a couple of things. Most important for you and I,
yeah,
as clinicians, the world doesn't get the kid.
Right.
They get it if we look like average guys delivering pizzas on Friday night to and at time, I got to tell you, if you're really doing Dr. Knowles and you and I, everybody, most of the people listening to this, you know, we represent less than the profession. I love that you're in countries, but I'm just going to tell you, our thought is less than 1%.
Right.
99%, because they figure out what we're doing because they don't ask us, you know?
Right.
they think we're evil. So we're not running a business. And then so subjective.
Right.
My thought on a business, a business to me means you walk away for a year.
Right.
And I, the kids, the grandkids can all carry for a year and all businesses keep running. So when I tell Kyra that and they go, because that's a common question, especially like, man, everything's going good. I go, can you get your spouse and go away and your business go good? No, it closed. Well, that's not a business. That's personality driven success or not, but it's a person thing. And the problem with personality, to replicate.
Right, and it's a self-employed job. You're not a
business. Exactly.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with this, but you got to get to the next level. It's right.
Well, you know, one of the things you do once we get the head doctor where he or she believes it should, we believe it should be, and we get this going with ancillary around them, the most important thing is create passive income. You've got, and again, I hate mentioning numbers are real to me, and I know as people might think, oh, you arrogant. I'm just telling you what our people do. You got 30, 40, 50,000 coming in from passive income investments, and you're trying to save chiropractic. Still trying to serve chiropractic. I think that's a little pure people who are up on stage that make them soliciting what it's soliciting. You know, my thing is wait for a year and see how your gig goes. But very few people can do within 3 to 5 years with good any of it. And that's why it's so important. We've got to walk. We've got to stop just being different. We have a difference. And I know we can, Doc. That's why thank you again for your time with me today, because I know you're right too.
Well, and so are you. And I know that things aren't slowing down there at the Lucky Two Ranch. They're right. Full force. And what is it like to live in Steamboat?
Steamboat is a world-class ski town.
Right.
If it says we have 12,000 people, we have about 6,000 permanent residents, 6,000 people who come here this for 2 weeks, 2 weeks of skiing and 2 weeks or 3 weeks more. Average price on homes is between $20 million. Last year, the average was 1.6. And again, I'm people off with money, but I'm not trying to turn you off. What's possible?
Right.
Lucky Two Ranch, we sit, you know, we've been blessed to travel all over the states and a lot of the world. And I asked my family, where would we spend a lot of our quality? There was no question. Everybody boat, because Steamboat's a town. You and I pull into the bank, pull out, we leave our car running with the going to the bank. Chris, the bank manager, comes up and says, John, what's going on? And you start talking. That car's been running for 20 minutes, but it's there. you know, it's a world-class ski resort. Really funny because I don't ski. My wife doesn't ski, but it's peaceful. And nice. I mean, we live on a ridge. We've got cows, alpacas. Just rescue. I think I told you before that yesterday. I went out to feed the cows and the alpacas this morning, and enough, one of the chickens was drowning. You know what? I don't know where he's at, but I know how to shake his neck a little. A towel. He's sitting inside the room right now. I had a hair dryer on. I kept running to the phone to see him. So you can't tell in flannel, but I smell like two. So life two in Steamboat is a thing. And away from me and putting it goes, I believe, especially people like us and people that are listening, Dr. Knowles, anybody that renders a really good service, a really good wage.
Yes.
Once the wage is established, it needs to learn how to create passive income so that your family and the jets behind you never have to worry.
Absolutely. I want to ask you another question to the next question. When is the next New Beginnings program? Where are people next?
The program is our end of the year spectacular in San Francisco. It'll be the first Saturday, December.
Okay.
And all your listeners that have never been, all they have to do and say they watched this podcast in preparation for Mile High with Dr. Baker, that first seminar, their spouse and their entire staff, and it's free. It's on me. Find it by going to, here we go. You know, I can picture on an iPhone. So here we go. www.chiropracticlifecoaching.com.
Right.
I think that's it. Get a hold of Kara or my daughter-in-law and mention Dr. Knowles. Mention that first seminar is free, and I promise you something. And you got it, because we only have room for 400. But it'll be a life-changing experience. Go up with an open mind. And the reason I make it is if I look out in the audience and I don't think of mine or you don't enjoy it, go to San Francisco.
Right,
stop me and I won't sit there and bug you.
Right.
I'll let Kira know I did this. So I have 40 of your members going, I'm going, my staff going, $100. I go, it's on me.
Yeah, great. Well, that's great. So I look forward to telling me about it because when I was there, I enjoyed the community and the people. You were stellar. Your presentation was so. I'm glad people get that. Thank you for doing that for people. And things that I hear from people connect often is how much you do for others. And if people want to connect with relative to New Beginnings, what's the way to do that? The website, or is there anything you recommend at the moment?
You know, for sure is go to the website, look at the testimonials, and interact. I don't know if I'm using the right terms, but interact with I, and then contact them or contact Brittany Bates. And maybe because it was, I'd say, man, this stuff almost could be real. Could I talk to some of your clients? Always make our clients, all of them, available. That's becoming New Beginnings, is you're able to talk to people. So say if I was going to invest in number one, I'd have to believe in their system. I'd have to believe much greater purpose than herself. I believe they walk their talk. I'm telling you how great they are. I'd like statistical data that proves to see pre and post films. When people are talking about making, let's quantify it. Let's be okay. You know, our average that's been with us 3 years, making $1,000 a month, doing what they love.
Right, right.
And, you know, and our motto has been consistent for 18 years of new. That's our main goal is to serve people. Our secondary goal is, and our CA is to work less. And I know doctors go, oh, I can't do it. Once you get it, you'll get it.
Right.
So serve more people, hours, make more money. And I'm fine if everybody is. And if they're not, make a lot of money and donate. You don't keep it.
Well, the best thing you can
have that says I've got money, but the last thing, have more fun. And I think that's for most people because so many doctors, especially into it. I mean, you and your wife are doctors, 27. And I would tell you, Dr. Knowles, with my respect, is you are what you do, Dr. Knowles.
Right, right.
But Dr. Knowles, Dr. Bates, so intertwined, and probably most of you, that they're not. They're living a life, like chiropractic, and all of a sudden their marriage is on. So they throw the marriage, next thing you know, chiropractic's down because they don't have businesses. So there's a lot. You have a lot to share. The people have a lot to share. I believe we have a lot. You know, I don't know if people are listening, whether it's one or thousands, but I'll tell you this. You know, Mile High every single year around people who know what's going on. If New Beginnings sounds interesting, come as well as guests. Free, test it out, and I'll promise you'll see that what about is not complicated. It's not a tough equation. It basically, Proverbs 11:24 says this, one man freely and grows all the, while another withholds what he surely suffers want. But when really, it doesn't mean to give it for, that's the biggest chassis with the missing fourth leg with cars.
Right.
We all give it for free, claim that we can't exist. Like you said, then we don't want to talk about it.
Right, yeah.
We don't have any.
Exactly.
Great thing. You know, and I heard this Gallo, you know, Gallo Winer, it's pretty good, said, money's sweet, but wealth is.
And I'm very excited you offered that. I'm sure that's in the liner notes in the blog. Know how to get in touch with Kara and to Brittany, so they'll be able to do that. So if you are driving listening to this, don't cause any subluxation. They'll be in the liner notes. And also the support Innings has given to each year, your coaches and Kara and other people, people just enjoyed their presence, having them there and being part of the during the weekend. And so last thing that I want to ask you, one last question, which is you're so passionate about corrective care. Why that?
Well, number one, if chiropractic care isn't exactly what saved and changed my life, corrective chiropractic care, get that miracle adjustment. Well, I also went in 3 times a week, 7 months at 15. Right. And I went in a week and have gone in once a week for 4 years. So I believe, like, nobody's a dentist, you're a second class compared to an orthodontist. Isn't that true?
Yeah, exactly.
I look at a dentist, I remember her, my children are dentists, I respect them. I look at corrective care as one to our profession.
Uh-huh.
So we have chiropractors, which thank saved my life. But care to me, Dr. Knowles, is specialty, because it's not just about you need 8 months. It's about documenting most films. It's about science proving you did something. So to me, I believe care chiropractor is, and I don't know if I'm going to make people mad at it. So here we go. It's like work chiropractic.
Right.
I don't think it's for everybody. went to Dr. Susie to have my teeth evaluated. If I've got a problem with my jaw, he sends me to Dr. Aaron, who's the orthodontist. He says, oh my gosh, you're still going to Susie? Why don't you take some time off? I believe that everybody in chiropractic hopefully has a heart and they're trying to help people.
Right.
I believe corrective care is another way of demonstrating that. Is it better? Is it different? It's just another way. There's orthodontists. I believe there's chiropractors, corrective care chiropractors. And I tell you something, I've chiropractors within a mile of me and will tell you I built top five, say two of the biggest in the country were built from us where people said, I don't want care. I say one block over there is a chiropractor who does relief care. Two blocks over, and still to this end be great gifts, because when you get 20, 25, 35 referrals a month from down the street, and this is what Mrs. Jones says, Baker, I don't want 8 months of care. I say, problem. Dr. Ted Rosen's right here. He's, well, won't you just give us adjustments? I don't do that any more than an orthodontist would put apparatus on for a week, take it off on Monday. And I'm not a leaf care. I just don't know how to deliver.
And you know, there's something Epstein says exactly on that, is that a practice, an individual, is defined by the outcome assessment you choose to use. So using an outcome assessment of pain, that's this. If you're going to use an outcome assessment of, you know, spinal instrument, then that's your objective finding. A whole different type of care that then is in that corrective care range, because you're choosing what you're going to person, you know, being successful. So I appreciate you sharing today. Thank you. Part of the Mile High Podcast. I know people are going to love this and love share it. I can't wait to hear the feedback from our listeners, as we make sure that everybody in Newbie access to this, so because they'll really do. So thank you for being part of seeing you at the next Sherman or New Beginnings or Life at Mile High. And listening, everybody, remember, if you're listening on iTunes, hit subscribe. You can also share feedback listening to on the other podcast channels. You can do that there. Join us August 17th, 2017 at www.milehigh.org.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.